Lord, may be pleased to help me, friends. I will direct your attention to John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 29. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? The 29th verse, the 4th chapter of John's Gospel. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? It is good to have a desire to find Jesus. Have you? You who've come into his courts tonight, is there something in your heart that the Lord knows about? A desire to find him, the Son of the living God, who came into this world to find you. Here's the great matter, friends. So many have religion today. I'm afraid of that myself often. But I'm one of them that just has religion. Religion in my head. And sometimes 'tis laid upon me in such a heavy way, for there seems to be a reason for believing that this may well be so. For I have a number of engagements week in and week out that take me among a religious people. And sometimes there's that within me that says, and that's all it amounts to. You got yourself into such a place you can't get out of it. It's a dark place, friends. But sometimes I see mercy in it, in that it creates an exercise. And this will be your mercy too, if there are those things from time to time that rise up in your mind and make you consider. But I say again, in this solemn day, there are many who have a religion without any exercise in it. And that religion, if it is found only in the flesh, the outcome must be death. The people of God have an exercise, friends. And this exercise is not something that belongs to this week and is forgotten next. The exercise of the people of God runs something like this. Shall I endure to the end? Know anything about him? For the character in our text, friends, is one who finds Christ, can't live without him. And this character is a sinner saved by free and sovereign grace. The same character as actually is in this chapter. One to whom the Lord Jesus comes of his own free will, choice, pleasure. For Jesus, 'tis recorded in this chapter, must needs go through Samaria, and the object, it was an eternal object, was to find a poor woman and to tell her what she was. And this same work will go on to the end of the world. For this God with whom you and I have to do has a people. A people loved ere time began, loved in Christ. And this people in the eternal mind of a triune Jehovah, God the Father, Son and Spirit, set them apart And that people, every one of them, every individual member of that people, are called by free and sovereign grace in the time state. Called, I say, my friends, called by the Spirit of God. They don't come into religion. They don't find their own way. They're called out of nature's darkness according to eternal purpose. And that purpose is to reveal Christ to them as the way of salvation. And that purpose is to open to their understanding, and I say that very definitely, to their understanding. It's not a hearsay, it's not something casual, but it is something that is opened up to them, unfolded to them by the eternal Spirit of God, and that is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanseth from all sin. Real religion, friends, is more than notion, and that's not just repetition of a man's words. Real religion is that which causes a sinner to anchor upon the finished work of Christ. Real religion takes that one through a world of sin, but keeps him in safety, that he shall endure in all that he passes through, and enter into that which hath been eternally decreed he should come into, the fullness of glory procured before he was born by a precious Christ. Do you know anything of these things, friends? According to the teaching of the Spirit, not just found in the house of God and hearing some poor man tell you about it. But you know anything of this record in our chapter? Jesus meeting with you as a sinner and opening up to your understanding that you are a sinner. With this poor woman, when he met with her, when he told her to call her husband, it wasn't a chance word. It was to open that which she knew, and she was to know that he knew. She'd had 5 husbands. She had no husband now. Jesus revealed that he knew about him. And with his people, those who shall without a doubt enter into glory ultimately, he opens unto them what they are. You come there, sinner. 'Tis so easy to take hold of the word of God in your head. 'Tis so easy to listen to a minister repeat from time to time scripture. But the word of God declares, and 'tis emphasized by the Spirit of God to a chosen vessel of mercy, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It becomes known. We can hear 10,000 times sitting in a pew, and it can pass into one ear and out of the other. But when the Lord reveals to a sinner what he is, it's into his heart. And there is there the application, as it was with the prophet to David, "Thou art the man." Make you pray, sinner. So we would trace the way again a little while. For this character, called by free and sovereign grace, has a knowledge made over to him that sin is an abomination in the sight of a holy God. His sin. Again, my friends, it would be clear. It is so easy, isn't it? Look over your shoulder and find the other sinner. It is so easy to look at others, to judge them, sometimes harshly. It is a great matter when the Lord God reveals to one, it is your sin. It'll make you pray. God help me. Ever prayed like that? Not God help them. God help me. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, speak into my poor soul. Lord, reveal Christ. This is what comes, friends, from such a cry. For the Spirit of God not only reveals sin, but reveals the way of deliverance. A precious Christ, and that shed blood which putteth away all sin. Do you know anything of him? Anything, friends. For from time to time with such an one, the enemy comes in like a flood. This great adversary who knows every chosen vessel of mercy when the Spirit of God touches that one. The poet has it, Satan trembles when he sees the weaker saint upon his knees. He knows there's intercourse with the living God. He hates this character. He comes in from time to time like a flood. And sometimes he suggests the experience is so thin, so poor, such an one is destitute of grace. I say again, my friends, do you pray? Truly pray? Has there been a real exercise in your heart? Speak, Lord. Satisfy my poor soul. Appear, Lord. Poet says, wrestling prayer can wonders do, bring relief in deeper straits. And this is not theory, friends. It is a living reality with the people of God. They pray in the Spirit. That exercise in the heart springs from a God who has determined there shall be an answer. For such an one shall come forth a witness that he is the living God and that Jesus lives. Do you know anything of this way, friends? A praying soul. Such an one will never go to hell. For the Lord God, when he begins a work, he finishes it. And the work of the Spirit in a sinner's heart to cause him to turn unto Christ, the Savior of sinners, must be completed in salvation. My friends, if the Lord has taught you how to pray, the way won't be easy. Know what it is, the word of the poet? The flesh dislikes the way. You've got a rough way, have you? And we would very quickly tell you, because you've got a rough way, you won't go to heaven. That's not the reason for it. But the children of God, whom he deals with because he loves them, the pathway will be a wilderness journey. Why? Because, my friends, there must essentially be a separation from an evil world. The Spirit of God will make a difference between you and the world. He'll make you a new creature. He'll turn your thoughts from time to time heavenward. The world won't love you. Satan will hate you, and your flesh won't enjoy it from time to time. There will be a living evidence in every believer. Two armies are seen. The new man of grace, the old man of sin, still alive. There will be a warfare. This where you are, poor sinner. In a warfare, our text says, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did." If this blessed man is in your life, poor sinner, consider him. Hearken who he is. The eternal Son of God, he who dwells in the highest heavens, but whose eye is continually upon his people, who loves them with an everlasting love, who will never leave nor forsake, in whom there can never be any condemnation towards this character, for he's put away their sins as far as the east is from the west. He's bought them with a price, he's shed precious blood, he's made peace with God forever for them. Do you know this man? How do you know him, sinner? Oh, 'tis good to be concerned about the way. For I tell you this, if you can find some evidence of the living God in your pathway, it's going to be well while life endures and well when called to die in spite of the opposition. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. 'Tis the same Jesus who met with that poor leper in the days of his flesh. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. This is the man, this precious man, who waits to be gracious still. And you're still a sinner, aren't you? Can't keep in the right road long, can you? The children of God know this to be true. For that great adversary who goes about like a roaring lion knows all about you, doesn't he? He knows what's in your heart. He knows the tendencies that are in your ruined nature. Your neighbor may not know it, but Satan knows it. And he brings it out at times, doesn't he? The Lord knows that. Again, men may not know it. You have to pray still, don't you, sinner? You have to tell him your case again and again, don't you? God, help me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Come, see a man, this precious Jesus, full of compassion, loves you with an everlasting love. Still the same Jesus who can and will say, "Be thou clean." Lovely Jesus. Do you know him, sinner? You've got a case tonight. Come see a man able to do all those things that are impossible with natural man. This precious man in the boat on the lake with his disciples. Remember our reading. They feared they were to be drowned. Save or we perish. This precious man, while he rebuked them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? He arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. You got a case, sinner, too hard for you to deal with, a temporal trouble. Children of the living God have troubles in this world just the same as others do. But they have a God to go to. 'Tis this Jesus. Come, see a man able to save to the utmost. King Jesus. He who is preeminent in the heavens and in the earth. This precious man who knows all the circumstances that assail the lives of his people, able to deliver, even as he subdued the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Your case too hard for him? How often the children of God limit the power of their God. How often they look at their case and feel 'tis too hard for anyone to deal with. And they walk in darkness and fear and perplexity. Come see a man who is able to do all things. As he met those two men with their minds deranged, those two men who were full of devils, this precious Jesus turned them out, turned them into that herd of swine. Too hard your case for Jesus. Come, see a man who came into this lower world to seek and to save those that were lost. Came into this world according to the eternal purpose of his Father. To save a people lost and ruined in the fall. Came into this world born of a woman under the law, made flesh and blood without sin, to fulfill the holy law of God in every jot and tittle, and to apply that perfection in the fulfillment of the law by substitution to every chosen vessel of mercy. To make them complete in him before the living God forever. This precious man came into this lower world to suffer, bleed and die in order to satisfy divine justice with regard to the sin of every individual member of his church. Came into that dreadful place of Calvary to agonize under the curse laid upon him because of the sin of this people, you and me. This precious man hung on that cursed tree at Calvary under the darkness laid upon him by God the Father because of the sin of his church. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The cry of a man, a holy man, the man Christ Jesus. Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. He's brought in a full salvation. It is finished. The cry of victory. This precious man rose again, and his people rose with him, complete in him. Do you know this man, sinner, experimentally in time? For now he sits at the right hand of the Father, there ever to make intercession for his people. He lives above his people's cause to carry on. Do you know him? Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? 'Tis manifested in his ability to bring peace to sinners. For he stands in that place of intercession today. He has authority and almighty power in the courts of heaven. 'Tis known in time. The children of God have intercourse with the living God through him. Do you know anything of it, sinner? For a moment we're going to turn aside. The day's solemn. The Lord God has laid his hand upon the earth because of sin. That great almighty arm of God has reached out to us in our land. To me it has been solemn many times, friends, in hearing men in public prayer condemn other nations in the earth. I've heard it many times. The Lord has a deep controversy with us in our land. Sin is rampant on every hand. It is a solemn consideration. Two parts shall be cut off, the third part brought through the fire. It is professing and profane that shall be cut off. Professing without possession. How solemn to come short. There is a needs be in this solemn day to know something of assurance. It belongs to the people of God. There is an assurance to be attained to. There are many today, even amongst us in our denomination, who seem to live on doubts and fears. They can take you to hell. It is a solemn consideration. What if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? But assurance is to be attained. That word of the psalmist is a living word. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Have you got such an exercise, friends? Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. If he's brought you into that place of conviction, friends, If he's brought you into a place of confession before him, in truth, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Is not this the Christ who came into this world to redeem his people? Not one of them shall be lost. They belong to him by purchase, his precious, precious shed blood. He'll make himself known to his people in time. If he's brought you then into this place of conviction, confession, exercise as to know where you stand in his sight, there will be a time when he'll bring you into the banqueting house and put over you the banner of his love. Assurance is to be attained. For I am convinced, my friends, the Lord does not tease his people. He does not bring them into a place of desire. He doesn't convict them and bring them into a place of misery, feelingly, and then leave them there. He manifests he is the Christ, the way of salvation. He manifests that he is that blessed one who stands in the breach, a daysman, a blessed mediator, the man Christ Jesus. Do you know him, sinner? Oh, it's good to have a hope. It will, no doubt, waver from time to time, for there'll be dark places still. The enemy won't leave you, not while you're in this time state. It'll cause you from time to time to fall. There'll be experience in your life. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. This'll be the way. But it is a sure way, friends. That will be experienced at the end. He led them forth by the right way, that they might come to a city of habitation. Strange way, though, isn't it, to the flesh? Poor blind reason often can't understand it, never really will understand it. Why should these things be? And oft times 'twill be to listen to the great adversary who says, if the Lord was your God, these things wouldn't be. But by these things men live. Keep your soul alive, sinner. Here again, the sweet evidence it is you're in the right way. When you consider what you are, the little knowledge you have of your ruined nature, would you pray without trouble? Oh, I know, my friends, we can pray by mouth, but would your heart speak to the living God? Would you bow down before him? Would you crown this dear man, the precious Christ, Lord of all, except that were necessity laid upon your flesh to do it? God help me. That's where you'll come again and again. But 'tis by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. And 'twill be in your experience, thus wilt thou recover me and make me to live in Christ forever. Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Poor sinner. Thou art favored above many. The numbers in this solemn day sink into hell in black despair. The times in which we live, could you endure without the help of God? Would you continue through a day without the mercy of this God manifesting? Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did, Jesus, the friend of sinners. Have we brought you in, friends? Do you love this man? For one of our poets said, Jesus, I love thy charming name, 'tis music to mine ear. Fain would I sound it out so loud that earth and heaven might hear. Is he precious like that to you? It needs be again, my friends. None of us know what a day may bring forth. This precious man is recorded in the Word as Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change, don't you? Hour by hour sometimes. What a mercy, Jesus is the same. He sticketh closer than a brother. His love the same from first to last. Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Poor sinner, if he's opened your eyes to see your ruined condition, he loves you. And 'tis with an everlasting love. And he'll be the same tomorrow, when you call upon him as he is today, and there'll be a need tomorrow. For I tell you again, my friends, Satan won't let you go. He knows how to deal with you. He'll bring you again into a dark place. But Jesus is the same. Is not this the Christ? Who came into the world to save sinners? Is it not a wonderful word of the apostle? It is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And if he's taught you, friends, there'll be times when you'll be quite willing to follow on, of whom I am chief. Isn't it a mercy he's opened your eyes? To you therefore which believe, he is precious. Come again, my friend. One of our poets says, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Is this Jesus your Jesus? What a favor then it is indeed. For the end's going to be right. And who can tell when that will come? This God with whom we have to do gives no notice of his purposes. He calls men out of time in a moment and into eternity. And I'm going to mention here something that came into my experience not so very long ago, a sweet encouragement. I saw a man in the last weeks of his life, a man whom I'd known for many years, and he had a religion, but I knew in the last weeks of his life it was a good one. That's mercy, friends. If your religion was like that man's religion, for I saw him 3 or 4 hours before he died, and in his right mind as he was, for his mind was quite clear, he said to me, in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free. Is your religion a good one? It'll be tested in the hour and article of death. There are no hypocrites at that time, friends. There's a need to be right. For this God with whom we have to do doesn't change his mind. The wicked shall be turned into hell. We need to be right. Have we got real evidences? What are they? I say again, friends, that which I believe can come short with a head full of doctrine. You'll need a living experience of Christ. That precious atoning blood which cleanseth us from all sin. We'll need more than religion in the abstract. We'll need to be able to plead that blood with living faith. And those who have a real religion have the experience of a God who hears for Jesus' sake. For from time to time the child of God will need to feel a manifestation of mercy in his soul. And there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Then there is a need of experience, sinner. And the child of God proves as he continues along life's journey, the blood of Jesus Christ opens the portals of heaven. He has intercourse with the living God in Christ. Do you know anything of it? I know these things are deep, friends, but it's deep to have a religion. Because it's either going to be one that'll take you to heaven or one that will send you to hell. And a religion anchored in your flesh will take you there. It must be found in Christ. And it must be taught of God by his blessed Spirit. In that a precious Christ in the beginning sought you out, even as he did this poor woman at Jacob's well. Is your religion real, friends? Does it belong to God? In that he set it in your heart and he's given you a love to Christ. So that from time to time there is a real exercise. Give me Christ, or else I die. Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? The poor man who tries to speak to you, friends, lives on him. I've got nowhere else to go. I am quite sure that without a living Jesus, I could not continue. But this precious man waits to be gracious. I've proved it. have you? When the end comes, my friends, you'll need to be able to set him forth. Jesus is my Saviour. The Almighty God the Father will take no other plea but washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you know this Jesus, of whom this poor woman spoke in the days of his flesh? She who was so convinced, as he said in her heart, that he was the Christ, she must needs go and tell the men about her. Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? But I'm going to leave it, friends. The Lord had his blessing. His name shall have the praise.